Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
One could easily call the entire Guantanamo Bay Detention Center experience an unforeseen consequence of war. The war on terror, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the perplexing legal difficulties, both outrageous and tragic, have plagued the entire Obama administration, even though the president pledged to close Gitmo during his 2008 campaign. But this week, Pentagon officials notified Congress that they intend to transfer six Guantanamo Bay detainees to Uruguay as early as next month. They are four Syrians, a Palestinian, and a Tunisian. Their cases have been approved for transfer for 4 years, and this deal has been waiting for Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's go-ahead since March. We turn now to Karen Greenberg, the director of the Center for National Security at Fordham Law School. Karen, welcome once again.
Thank you for having me.
So the Uruguay, why on the Uruguay and the who here? What distinguishes these detainees?
Well, the only thing that distinguishes them is that they happen to be on the list of those, the 78 that have been cleared for release, that have not yet been released from Guantanamo Bay. So that's what distinguishes them. And the president has been conscientiously and deliberately whittling down this list of what began as 86 and whittling it down to whatever countries he could find. Now, the president of Uruguay has made it clear on several occasions that his disapproval of Guantanamo Bay and even of the force feedings. So one of these detainees is an individual who was involved in a court case and still is involved in a court case in the U.S. courts challenging his force feeding. And so it's possible that there is some underlying criticism to this of Guantanamo Bay, but it doesn't really matter. The bottom line is these detainees will be transferred to Uruguay, and Obama will be moving his way towards closing Guantanamo Bay.
And your mentioning of the force feeding incident means that one of these individuals was involved in the hunger strike, which resulted in the force feeding. And that was something over the last 12 months that we've been dealing with.
Yeah. And actually, we've been dealing with it since the beginning of Guantanamo. There have been periodic hunger strikes. Some of them have been reported. Some of them haven't. But last year, a hunger strike caught the attention of the world. And so this was one of the individuals that challenged it. And it's still in the courts. If the transfer goes forward, if Congress approves it within the 30-day period and the transfer goes forward, then I guess that case will be moot. There are other cases coming up through the courts that are challenging it.
Why does Congress get to veto or approve these here?
Because Congress has a 30-day approval or veto time in which to look at these transfers. That was the deal that they brokered. And it's the reason that people were so upset last month when Bergdahl was transferred immediately, secretly, without notifying Congress. I think what the president is trying to show here is that, for all intents and purposes, he intends to alert Congress, and that the Bergdahl case was a one-off that had to do with the safety of Bergdahl and the health of Bergdahl.
Are we seeing the precedent being established here for this kind of extrajudicial White House-Congress partnership in the dealing with these gray area detainees at Guantanamo? Certainly the White House doesn't want to go down this road again, but somehow we may eventually get here.
Well, yes, you're right. Guantanamo is a gray area. I don't know if I would call this extrajudicial, but yes, I think if what you're trying to say is, let's just close this deal, let's go forward as quickly as we can, and let's not litigate it so that it takes even longer, I think that's correct. There is a realistic, pragmatic approach to Guantanamo, which is, let's let these people go. One of the things that the president of Uruguay said in one of the comments that reported in the press was that the detainees were, and one in particular, the one that had been force-fed, were really broken, that they were weak and weakened from their incarceration. And I think this is a fact that should be highlighted in terms of when you're assessing their danger. These are people who have been incarcerated, often in isolation, for a very long time.
And the other takeaway here is that this really is Uruguay who's pulled the lever and decided to take them. That is really what sped this up and made it happen.
Right. And I assume there are other countries out there that may do the same following this.
Karen Greenberg, Director of the Center on National Security at Fordham Law School. Thanks, as always.
Thank you for having me.